Welcome to Outdoors with Roy. Spring is in the air. It's a good time to clean and spruce up your home. We have some great spring tips for you to brighten up your yard. Coming up on this episode of Outdoors with Roy, Keep McAllen Beautiful launches a new program to help homeowners. Just call Tree Docs House Calls to save sick trees at your home. Also, the city of McAllen has an expert horticulturalist that has some tips to beautify your spring plant beds. We're going native to attract butterflies. Stay tuned. Plus, add some color to your life with recycled glass. You can save the planet by using it for landscaping or art. You won't want to miss it. McAllen homeowners, listen up. Keep McAllen Beautiful wants to help you. It's only a phone call away. KMB created a new program called Tree Docs House Calls. With spring comes a lot of things homeowners have to do, from cleaning the yard to pruning trees. Keep McAllen Beautiful's new project, Tree Docs House Calls, is here to help you. Tree experts will come to your home to offer some free advice to save your sick or damaged trees.
We're just getting this program underway. It's called Tree Docs House Calls. Often a resident or commercial owner will notice a problem with trees or an issue with trees. I'm just not sure what's going on here.
McClure, who also volunteers on KMB's tree committee, says residents will get free expert advice from professional arborists.
Perhaps there's a dieback on branches, or there's root girdling around the trunk of the tree. There may be a growth at the base of the tree, maybe a fungal growth that might indicate some sort of decay.
McClure offers some basic tips to keep your trees healthy and safe.
In fact, pruning is one of the biggest issues everywhere, actually, in South Texas, because of the lion's tailing that we see, whereby landscapers prune all the way up a branch and then just leave a little fluff at the top, which creates kind of a lion's tail, but that compromises the health of the tree and also makes it more likely to break the branch to break in a storm.
You can call Keep McAllen Beautiful at 956-681-4562. Ask for the Tree Docs House Calls to get the tree experts in your own backyard. You'll get a visit from an International Society arboriculturalist, a certified arborist, and a Keep McAllen Beautiful board member.
Certified arborist or arborists who accompany us to the residence or the property to advise the owner on what the issue might be and how best to deal with it.
There's no tree problem too big or small that Tree Docs House Calls can't help you with.
Please call us, because we're eager to help to save the trees of McAllen and to increase the health of our trees for our urban canopy.
Keep McAllen Beautiful is hoping to assist in evaluating sick or diseased trees, or provide a solution to keep your trees thriving in McAllen. Do you want to create a beautiful butterfly garden or an oasis in your backyard? Here's the City of McAllen's horticulturalist to share some tips on planting.
Once you start digging, you want to dig the size of your pot, but not too low, because what we want is to have the rim of the plant at least an inch above ground level.
McAllen Parks and Recreation horticulturalist supervisor Luis Lopez shows us how to plant a butterfly garden in your own backyard.
We used some native plants that attract butterflies, like purple porter weeds, some lantanas, trailing lantanas, Texas lantanas, some butterfly milkweed, some mist flowers, a little bit of everything that would attract butterflies.
Lopez has worked at McAllen Parks and Recreation Department for 15 years. He spends his day planting native plants across the city.
Since we live in the valley, you can start late February, which is perfect time because it's not too hot. This year, March has been really hot. So between March and I can say May, because once you hit July, you get to the triple digits.
Lopez says using compost and mulch can help your plants survive the summer heat.
Once it's freshly planted, I recommend you water them at least every day for at least 2 to 3 weeks. After a month, you can start cutting down on the watering. You can go 2 to 3 times a week. And if you go with the route of native plants, they're very drought tolerable. So you start cutting down every so often, as long as your soil is moist.
Lopez says always look at your budget to decide how many plants will fill your garden.
Researchers that if you sink to your plants, you talk to your plants will be healthier, will grow healthier.
To learn more about native plants from South Texas, Lopez suggests that you go to quintamazatlan.com for information about native plants.
Finally, to add some sparkle this spring to your garden or make some art for your home, the McAllen Recycling Center can help you out with some recycled glass.
Thousands of glass bottles are recycled at the Recycling Center. The McAllen Recycling Center has a process to repurpose the bottles to create a beautiful glass mulch that retains water for your plants or landscape, or you can use it to create colorful art to display.
We get our glass from resident homes, and once we get that glass into our facility, we separate it. Once the glass has been separated, we put it in our pulverizer, which is a big machine that will go ahead and cut it into small pieces.
According to Foss, by reusing recycled glass, the bottles stay out of the landfill because it takes a million years for a single glass container to decompose. The McAllen Recycling Center is selling the recycled glass for 2 cents a pound, and you have to provide your own bucket.
That wraps up another edition of Outdoors with Roy. If you would like to call Tree Doc's House Calls, give Keep McAllen Beautiful a ring. To learn more about native plants for your garden, go to McAllen's World Birding Center website at quintamazatlan.com. Finally, go to the McAllen Recycling Center for compost, mulch, or recycled glass for your backyard or your recycling needs. For the City of McAllen, I'm Roy Canthu. I'll see you outdoors.